Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and holy God, how good it is to be in your house, and how wonderful this day has been. How filled we are with happiness and joy at Sophia's baptism and the children's presence and the youth's leadership in our service. And we even feel like the saints are gathered around us today and they're smiling. Come among us now. Come among us and bring your word to life in us that we might live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. After Steve called me a couple hours ago, I began to think about the baptism that was going to take place, and I began to think about the fact that today two baptisms testify to us. One, our brother Herb, who for a long time has testified to us. His life testified to my life all those years ago when he was one of my teachers at West Virginia Wesleyan College, took Asian studies from him. He continued by how he lived and how he loved others and his wonderful partnership with Phyllis, who he's gone to meet, continued to testify to the fact that his baptism wasn't something that just happened to him, but he was living it. He's living it in our midst. Sophia comes with all the promise of her baptism today into the midst of a group of people, most of whom are baptized too. And as we listen to Herb's witness to us today, I don't know which one of the smiling balloons he's, but he's one of them. And as we think of the promise of her life, what a beautiful name. Sophia means wisdom in Greek. You know, we need her to be gifted with wisdom for the next generation of the church. What do we have to share with her as witnesses, as people who are baptized, remembering people like our brother Herb and so many others who've come through this place, shining lights, really living for Christ? What do we have? What do we have to share with her? I thought of a couple things. Beginning in the 26th verse of the third chapter of Galatians, Paul writes and says, "For in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs, according to the promise." I don't know about you, but I want Sophia to see us as clothed in Christ. I think of the people I grew up with, Helen Smith and Mr. Edson and Mr. Montanio, people who walked around me as a child clothed in Christ, who were part of the crisis of my youth, which led to me finding living faith in Christ. And the crisis was, they loved everybody, and I couldn't do it at all. And I had to find what they were living before me. Will you do that? Will you so clothe yourselves with Christ that Sophia and all the children and the wonderful youth we have here know what that means? That same hunger that burnt in my heart will burn in theirs. That they'll want to be clothed with Christ too. The teenagers are here. You've got just as big a job in this. You already know what that means. And will we let ourselves be filled with the Holy Spirit, or will we let it out real fast, you know, every time it comes into us? Christ wants to use you and all of us. He wants us to be clothed with Christ. And when we are, and we begin to live that out, we discover something that's very countercultural, and that's that it suddenly doesn't matter where we come from. It suddenly doesn't matter what our nationality or our ethnicity is. It suddenly doesn't matter whether we're women or men or children or older people, but that we're all part of this family as children of God. And we, when we're filled with the Spirit, begin to treat each other that way. And life is different and looks new. And when we begin to treat each other that way, and we don't do it perfectly, of course not, but when we really yearn to, and we ask for God's love to be poured into our hearts so that we can live toward others like He would live toward others, we begin to discover something. We're not children anymore. We're heirs. We're heirs in the kingdom with Christ. And the same power that lived in Jesus can live in us. Not for our purposes, not so that everything will go great for us, though it'll help us in all those times, but so that we can do the stuff He did. We can love people. We can lead them to forgiveness. We can set people free. And we can stand for justice. And we can be living examples of the world's supposed to be like. The second thing that occurred to me we ought to share as baptized people is that Sophia ought to learn from us something very important about our relationship with Jesus. In John 15, Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I've called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father." I hope that Sophia and all the children of this church and a bunch of adults that come into our midst too learn from us that Jesus is God as our friend. He's our friend. He understands us. He went through all the stuff we go through, and He wants to help us, and He wants to live with us. And the word for friend here isn't just kind of like, well, I've got lots of friends. You know, I've got hundreds of friends, but I've got some folks that are really, they're really my friends because we've been through stuff together. And we've stood with each other. That's the kind of friend Jesus is. And that's what He invites you to and considers you. When He looks at the waters of baptism still sitting on your head, that's how He sees you. He sees you as His friend. And when we begin as heirs in the kingdom, as people filled with God's Spirit, as people living out God's love for all kinds of people in all kinds of places, we're really Jesus' friends. And we're doing His work. And we're being His people, which is what this is really all about. And then I hope that Sophia will know, because of how differently we live from the world, that there's a power at work in our lives that's greater than our own strength. We read or listened to a passage from Matthew where Jesus talks about, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how even much more the Father will give good gifts to those who ask. And in Luke's gospel, you know, Jesus said the things He said lots of different times. And one of the times, He identified one of the good gifts. And He said, Our Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. You know, what if we started asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we could live as Jesus' friends? Not just have him as a friend who we count on to bail us out or forgive us again. What if we started asking God to fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we wouldn't see color in people anymore? We wouldn't see class in people anymore. We wouldn't see rich folk or poor folk. We would see injustice and we'd say, I got to do something about it. What if we started being asked God to fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we can live like that? What would that mean to our youth? What would it mean to our children? What would it mean to Sophia, who got baptized today, counting on this group of people, this church, this community of believers, to teach her what this is all about? I know that if we want to do that, we, even being evil sometimes, can receive God's good gifts if we'll just ask for them. If we'll ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can be serious about our role in raising Sophia in the faith. But far more than that, so that we can be God's people wandering around in the world and folks look at us and say, what is it about you? You're not like other people. And you can say, oh, that's because Jesus is my friend. He's my friend. And even more, that's because I'm his. I'm his. I'm living like this because I'm Jesus' friend. There are two witnesses today to baptism. Herb Costin, who over 92 years ago began his life and for the vast bulk of it was a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. I don't know the beginning of his faith, so I that's all I said, for the vast bulk of it. And people who met him knew there was something about him. I think of this last year at the getting ready for the strawberry pancake meal here at the church on behalf of Upshur Parish House and the children's Christmas store. And my wife was doing the contacting of most of the volunteers. And she called Herb up and asked him if he would receive the money, as he'd done many other times before. She didn't know whether he was well enough, whether he could do it, how he was feeling. And when she asked him, he said, oh, I was so hoping that you would call me so that I could serve. So that I could serve. Are you hoping? Are you hoping for places and ways to be Jesus' friend? He's ready for you to do it. He's counting on you as his friend. And Sophia and all the others who come here are counting on you to be witnesses to your baptism, that they might know that their sins have been forgiven, that they might know that Jesus wants them to be heirs with him in the kingdom, that they might know that Jesus is their friend. And that they might find out that they too can find love and power and grace beyond their own lives so that they can live as Jesus' friends in the world as well. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you. We thank you for Sophia and all the children and youth of this church. We thank you for their lives and the promise of their lives, and we are excited to see all that they'll be in your church and in your kingdom in the years ahead and even right now in our midst. We pray that all of us today would remember that because of Christ, we don't have to stay children in the faith, but that we can discover that we're heirs with Jesus in the kingdom. We thank you for the many witnesses who've gone before us, like Herb and so many others, and so many that are yet here testifying to us today. Might we go from this place in just a little while, remembering our baptisms, and in your Holy Spirit's power, living as baptized people, as Jesus' friends. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.